Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is, as always, Visual Pony, and I welcome you to another recording in my car. I am actually back from my rehab. I am actually now recording again. And oh my word, the rehab was really a thing. But anyhow, today we are reading the story The Flower Unicorn, written by Phantom Dragon. It is a story about fleur-de-lis, so I'm not entirely sure because, you know, I don't know much about her, either in canon or in fanon, so yeah. Anyhow, as always, you will now see a list of those amazing people who keep this channel alive with their monthly donations. Let's all thank them! Because, you know, they actually keep me eating and stuff. That's literally my budget for food in the month. Okay, so, and as always, I will also remind you that there's a button under this video, and if it is still red, that means that you have not yet subscribed to Pony and Wolf Productions and will not be notified about our newest releases. Meet the Supermodel. You are walking in Canterlot City. The ponies were walking past you, with their hoofs trotting and click-clopping on the pavement roads. You walk into a store where you saw her, fleur-de-lis, happy and speaking in a thick French accent.
Oh la la, Miss Rarity has simply outdone herself. Her latest summer-themed ensemble, really. Oh, bonjour, I didn't see you there. Why yes, I am indeed fleur-de-lis. Pleasure to meet you, mon ami. And you are?
You introduce yourself to Fleur, who acknowledges your identity and your background.
Ah, what a lovely name. And what brings you to Canterlot, if you don't mind my asking?
You explain to Fleur your reason for coming to Canterlot.
You were simply sightseeing Canterlot? Ah, a tourist. And this is your first time in the city? C'est magnifique! Then please allow me to be your guide in this beautiful city of ours.
You gave her your response.
Oh no, it's no trouble at all, mon ami. I insist. It would be my pleasure.
Unexpectedly perks up.
Oh, but first...
Ignites her magic to hold up a collection of dresses.
Could you be a dear and help me pick a dress or two? I'm afraid, my dear friend, Fancy Pants is away on a business trip, and I could use a second pair of eyes.
You complied with her request.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
Later, you sit down and watch as Fleur-de-lis puts on a dress before she comes out of the changing room and poses before you, modeling each of the dresses.
What do you think? This sparkling red dress is both, no?
You gave her your opinion before she tries on another dress.
How about this white suit? It is the perfect choice to wear at the beach on a beautiful day, isn't it?
You gave her your opinion on the suit and her elegant pose before she tries on another dress.
And what of this purple dress? The pink feather complements my mane and tail, oui?
Once again, you gave her your response and she puts on another dress.
Oh, Rarity has certainly outdone herself with this masterpiece. Surely you can agree, can you?
You replied, but this time you made it abundantly clear that she's beautiful in just about every dress that she wore.
Oh my, I'm all that beautiful to you? Do you really mean that?
You confirmed your answer with a firm yes, or nod, or whatever gesture to express answer. Flustered and happy.
Merci beaucoup. You are quite the flatterer. I've never been told with such high regards before.
Stuttering.
Oui. Of course so many ponies have told me how beautiful I am. But I've always had my makeup, my main stylist, and the dressers to make sure I look my best. And Fancy Pants, but hearing from someone else such as yourself, I'm such a mess.
Embarrassed and chuckling.
Forgive me. I'm sorry you have to see me like this. I may be a famed supermodel in the fashion business, but I'm not still quite used to such high praises, especially from my friends.
Composed and somewhat casual.
But of course, we are friends, are we not? Without a doubt, this is the start of a beautiful friendship. And I know you and I will get along just fine.
Perks up.
Come, Let's go and see the city. The day is still young.
The birds are chirping. The streets are packed with ponies going about their days, walking and talking like regular people. You followed Fleur-de-Lis as she gives you the tour of the city.
This is Restaurant Row, home to some of Equestria's finest dining establishments. The foods here are simply to die for. And my good friend Rarity highly recommends the tasty treats for its exotic and exquisite cuisine. I've tried a sample of their foods, and I must say they are splendid. They almost reminded me of the ratatouille I've once eaten on my trip in France.
You ask her about her sad trip.
Oui. When you are a fashion model and you travel the world as much as I have, you sample so many of the foods from different cultures. And speaking of which...
You follow Fleur-de-Lis as she takes you to another part of Canterlot City.
This is Canterlot's bakery, owned by our baker, Donut Joe. Whenever you are hungry for sweets, or looking for a breakfast muffin, this is the place to be. But I mostly come here for the coffee and my afternoon tea.
Once again, Fleur-de-Lis takes you to another part of Canterlot.
And here we have the School for Gifted Unicorns, owned and run by Princess Celestia herself. Or former Princess Celestia now that she has retired. Believe it or not, before Princess Celestia retired, and back when Twilight was a unicorn, I've once enrolled in this very school where I excelled in the arts.
Confused and curiously pondering.
Now that she has retired, with Princess Twilight now succeeding in her stead, does it mean Princess Twilight now runs the school? It would make a lot of sense. Though that still leaves another question open for answers. Such as, what are Princess Celestia and Princess Luna doing right now? What do you think?
You have Fleur your answer and she acknowledges.
I suppose. Though, however former Princess Celestia and former Princess Luna are doing, I hope they're okay.
The sun was setting, the stars have started to come out with the crickets chirping, when Fleur-de-Lis concluded her tour with you.
Well, I've had a pleasant time today with you, mon ami. I hope we can, hang out some more?
You expressed your reciprocated feeling and she smiled.
Oui, let us meet again someday.
She perks up.
Oh, one more thing, I almost forgot.
She gives you a quick kiss.
Consider that a souvenir of our time together, so that you won't forget.
Her voice lowers a bit as she became rather sad.
Well, until we meet again. Au revoir.
Well, hello and welcome back to Common Time's Virtual Pony. Well, I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions with links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and it helps to keep on the lights around here, and actually fuel my car so I can drive out to actually record in the car. Anyhow, oh my word. Seriously, when I did not vet this story before I recorded it, there are quite a few grammatical errors and a few spelling things as well, so it would certainly do well with an editor in it. And the way it's written is interesting, but the whole thing was, it's basically a choose-your-own-adventure story with the whole thing. You introduce yourself to Fleur, who acknowledges your identity and your background. You gave her your response. And then this whole thing, it's written like a script, almost. I have been in a few amateur theater productions when I was much younger. Oh, my word. I'm feeling old right now. Anyhow, and those scripts are kind of written like this. So, and it is kind of obvious to me that the author doesn't seem to be a native English speaker, kind of like myself. But other than that, I like the idea of, you know, Fleur just spending the day with a random person because he hasn't seen Canterlot before. As I said at the beginning, I don't know much about Fleur, but the little bit that I do know is that she's usually depicted to be relatively nice. So, you know? Anyhow, let me know in the comments down below what you think about this story and especially this writing style. And see you guys in the next one. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony.